for what you have done, Lord, the redemption, Lord, that you yourself made possible, Lord, that we today can celebrate, Lord, you, Lord Jesus, what you've accomplished, what you've done in our lives, how wonderful you are. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise God. Christmas, as it is celebrated in much of our world today, including here in much of our own community, is purely traditional, and much of it in our world today is without foundation in Scripture. It has foundation in paganism and in Catholicism. However, the Scriptures do record the birth of Jesus Christ. Amen. I know there are some that don't even want to say the word Christmas. Well, then, by that same reasoning, perhaps you shouldn't say Monday or Tuesday or any day of the week or any month of the year. For so much of our society was based on similar foundations. But it doesn't deter or distract or take away from the fact that Jesus Christ really did come. God really did incarnate himself in flesh as a man. His name is Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. He really was born. And scriptures do give us much prophecy, foretelling. And all scripture is profitable for instruction in righteousness. But neither Jesus nor any of the inspired writers commanded for us to observe or memorialize the birthday of Jesus Christ. Doesn't command us to do that. Doesn't tell us not to. But it's not a command. What then is the significance, or what is the importance of this day? You see, all the events surrounding the birth, they were simply part of the plan and the purpose of God. That is what makes it important. It's God's plan fulfilled. Now, it wasn't the end. It wasn't the conclusion. It wasn't the final celebration that he arrived, because just his birth or just his arrival didn't complete his process. His plan yet wasn't fulfilled at his birth. But oh, what a wonderful day it was when he did come, that he did arrive, that he robed himself in flesh and was born as a man and fulfilled the plan and the purpose of God. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. The only ones, you see, that recognized him were those that were few, in that by divine revelation, they knew who he was. The shepherds knew because the angels came to them. There was a star that announced his birth. The prophet Simeon knew by the Holy Ghost. The aged prophetess Anna, because she fasted and prayed continually, and the secret of the Lord was with her. So just very few recognized the birth of Jesus Christ. Most of the world had no idea how important it really was. They saw these that had revelation, these that knew by divine intervention, these that knew who Jesus was. They saw him as more than just an infant baby. By faith, the revelation, by faith and revelation, they saw him as the Savior, the Redeemer, King of Israel, and the hope of the Gentiles. The whole purpose of Christ's coming was spiritual. It was to reveal God to man, to manifest his nature, his character, and the attributes so that men might have faith in him and through his faith obtain salvation, through faith in Jesus Christ, that we might obtain salvation. Isaiah prophesied, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us." It was a prophecy fulfilled. He became God with us, Emmanuel. Other prophets in the Old Testament said that he would be born in Bethlehem, that he would be called out of Egypt, that he would be called a Nazarite. All prophecies that were fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And for all these prophecies to be fulfilled, it was necessary that he would be born. It was a part of the plan and the purpose of God. I'd like to be very, very simple today. I just want to give you and show you and read from Scripture of the birth of Jesus. Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse number 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before that he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now let thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phinehas of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned unto Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. It was by God that there was a few that understood who Jesus was. And to those that understand who Jesus is, it is still special. It is a specially high privilege to understand who Jesus is. If you know that Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty, if you know him as your Redeemer, if he is your Savior, you are of the privileged of the world today. It is a high honor. I don't take it lightly that I know who Jesus is. To fulfill all of these prophecies, it was necessary that he be born. Isn't it amazing that the very time, on the very day that they brought Jesus into the temple, there was the man of God. As soon as he gets done, there was the prophetess. You know, they're very special. It was a very special time. It was a very special day. It was special because the plan and the purpose of God was being put in place. He was born to be the Savior of the world. You see, at that time, he had not yet given his life. The sacrifice wasn't yet complete. But he came for that very purpose. He did fulfill that plan. In fact, his birth was not the end. It was a glorious part of the plan and the purpose of God. Well, what then about the death and the burial and the resurrection? You see, God's plan included the death and the burial and the resurrection. It's all a part for the purpose and the plan of God. It all took place that we might be saved. You see, God's plan is still unfolding. At that time, he had to be born. And then there was a time of his life and his ministry. And then there was his death and his burial and his resurrection. It was all, every part, every piece, critically important to the plan of God. But I tell you, just as important is that those that recognized him then, it's just important to us today that we recognize him today. Amen. Make space in your life for Jesus Christ. Musicians, come. We're going to sing in just a moment. In fact, stand with me, would you? Ushers, would you come over here by these boxes of gifts? Would you do that right now? Come, ushers. And I'd like to ask every man, woman, and child, would you come and fill the front of this? We're going to sing a chorus together. The ushers are going to hand out these gifts. I'll tell you what they are. They're little snack treats in there. It's a little thank you gift. But it's to a very special people. And I pray that you recognize who Jesus Christ is. And that you will make space for Jesus Christ in your life. And you know what? Today, I want to celebrate that the plan of Jesus Christ was put in place. Amen. That we can celebrate his birth. And we can celebrate his life, that our life might be in him. Praise the Lord. Let's sing this chorus.
Joyful and triumphant, oh come.
Praise the Lord. In this little gift, the top little box has some Hershey's Kisses in it. The middle little box has got some chocolate-covered pretzels. And the bigger little box has some caramel-coated popcorn. So, did you hear that?
Whoa.
I think there's enough for everybody to have a treat. So I'd like this to be your mission in being dismissed. If you would like a candy treat, go over to the ushers. Ushers, get a box and each hold a box and go over there to the ushers and get a treat. And I'd like to try to get you to say hello to every person in here. You know, sometimes say hi to one or two people. I don't think that's good enough. Make it your best effort to try to say hi, Merry Christmas perhaps, to every person in here. Amen. Would you love him one more time with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all that you've done, for what you're doing. I thank you, Lord, for all your greatness, Lord. I pray your will, God, be accomplished. In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't we get one usher on this side and one go over on that side. Take a box. And praise the Lord. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Greet each other. If you haven't got your Christmas for Christ gift, there's a paper and a pencil to make a pledge. God bless you. If you didn't get a gift, there's still a few left over here. Come and get them.